I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. Cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 33 degrees.
A crash on the South Belt in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The shootings in Grantsville. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Police have been very tight-lipped about the shooting in Grantsville that took the life of four people in the same family Friday night. We do know a teenage suspect has been taken into custody and a vigil will be held tonight. We also just got word police plan to give us some more answers soon. Joining us live from the scene is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, in about an hour, we are expecting an update from Grantsville Police, hopefully shedding more light about what happened inside the home on East Moore Drive. But earlier today, I could see what looked like box trucks with the biohazard sign stamped on the back, apparently cleaning up the interior of the home. But in the meantime, community members and well-wishers in Grantsville, they're preparing to honor the victims of this quadruple murder that happened. There's also a GoFundMe account being shared on Facebook. Organizer Patty Deacon Daly says she's been speaking with the son who wasn't in the home when the attack happened, and the family is extremely grateful for the support that the community is showing.
People started to just step forward and say, you know, we're so sorry, is there a GoFundMe, is there a, you know, a way that we can help with the funeral expenses, the medical expenses?
Deacon Daly said uncle wants to do whatever it takes to help the town heal from this, not just the family. So the vigil is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight at the Grantsville City Park across the street from the high school. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
As Paul mentioned in his report, Grantsville police are planning to update the media around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Be sure to keep your radio or smartphone app on KSL News Radio to get the latest updates as police release them. We will also have a reporter at the vigil tonight as family and friends join to remember those who were killed. Neighbors are gathering donations today for the newly announced shelter in Sugar House. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is there.
They've been gathering coats, socks, blankets, gloves, anything warm that will help those folks who will hopefully take advantage of this building when it opens.
It's hopefully within the week. We have construction workers in there right now, working their tails off to get it ready.
City Councilwoman Amy Fowler says she does recognize there are some safety concerns.
Chief Brown has assured me that there will be an increased police presence and that there will be 24/7 patrolling throughout the area.
But she says what better event to have on Martin Luther King Jr. Day to talk about compassion for your fellow man. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The nation is marking the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. on the holidays, memorializing the civil rights leader. Vice President Mike Pence spoke Sunday in Memphis, Tennessee at a church service, recalling the challenges and accomplishments of the slain civil rights leader. More than a half dozen Democratic presidential candidates attended an event to mark the national holiday in Columbia, South Carolina. A leader with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was the keynote speaker for the local NAACP annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Lunch today. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles tells KSL's inside sources the church and the NAACP have shared a vision.
Equal rights without discrimination based on race. And that aligns so deeply with our vision as well. In fact, the theme of my remarks today with the NAACP is all are alike unto God.
The Huntsman Foundation and Sheriff Rosie Rivera will be honored by the NAACP for their contributions to the community at that event. President Trump is set to prove his case with his team of lawyers known for their aggressive strategies. ABC's Karen Travers has the latest.
President Trump's defense team argues in a new 110-page legal filing that he, quote, did absolutely nothing wrong, echoing the president's consistent message since September. According to the AP, the president's lawyers, previewing what they'll say in the Senate impeachment trial, argued that the two articles of impeachment passed by the House, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, are not impeachable offenses. The legal team accused accuses House Democrats of seeking to overturn the results of the 2016 election by any means and using impeachment as a political tool. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Thousands are attending a gun rights rally in Virginia's capital today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Gun rights activists took aim at Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and his proposed gun restrictions.
That's why they say freedom isn't free, because, again, the men and women that have fought and died for our country have provided the freedom that we get to enjoy each and every day.
A temporary state of emergency kept guns from the main event on Capitol Square in Richmond, but many demonstrators carried their rifles through surrounding streets. There are a lot of police amid fear of fringe militia and white supremacist groups. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Frequent hand washing, avoiding crowds, and getting a flu vaccine are all considered vital to preventing an outbreak. But one overlooked item could be a serious disease transmitter.
When someone says my phone's infected with a virus, they're probably not talking about the flu virus. But just consider.
It's something that we always have in our hands.
But unlike our hands, says epidemiologist Mark Springer,
it's not something that we wash.
Killing the germs on your phone could be as simple as a quick swipe with a disinfectant wipe, because the flu virus, says Springer, is a bit of a wimp.
It's not that hardy of a virus. It's something that's fairly easily inactivatable by common disinfectants.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, we hear from fifth graders on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day and a look at your noontime drive.
A small accident eastbound, I-215 South Belt, about 3rd West, but out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Student loan debt is soaring.
This is not a bad car loan. This is something that will follow you for decades.
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, we are awaiting word from Grantsville Police. They're expected to give us more information about a shooting that affected several members of a family that died over the weekend. We expect a news conference coming our way about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio. As part of the many celebrations taking place around the country today, to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., fifth graders in Houston, Dallas, and Chicago took part in an annual folly oratory competition. Now, ABC's TJ Holmes says that this year's topic was what would Dr. King's vision be for America in 2020?
In April 1967, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. offered this simple but powerful advice to a crowd at Stanford University.
We must realize that the time is always right to do right.
More than 50 years later, his legacy and his teachings being echoed by a new generation.
What would Dr. King's vision be for America in 2020? We must go back and review Dr. King's dream for all mankind.
The greatness of a nation in the future depends on the visions and actions of its citizens in the present.
Dr. King once said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
I believe the best of us comes out when we work collectively as a team.
I don't believe that Dr. King would have imagined that this would be our America in 2020.
We need to stop letting political parties divide us as a nation.
There is too much division in America. White against black, rich against the poor, men against women. Part of Dr. King's vision would be for all of us to get along and work together.
He wasn't afraid to, show that
things were wrong.
We've come a long way, but we still have some work to do.
Let's use the symphony as our example and truly embrace the unique instruments that create a harmony.
We must do it one home at a time, one community at a time, and one day at a time.
There is only one race, the human race.
Today, my vision for America in 2020 is still the same. Let freedom ring in love as one great nation.
And those children are so inspiring. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. A nice start to our noontime drive this holiday Monday. If you're on any of the Valley freeways, you're good to go, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We do have a new crash with injuries in West Jordan, 7800 South at 1100 West near Gardner Village. We also had an accident, I-215 South Belt, about 3rd West, so after State Street, between I-15 and State Street. It's already been cleared out of traffic. Really wasn't a big issue to begin with. Come see Howie Mandel live at the DeGioia Event Center in Camas, January 31st. Tickets are on sale now, so don't wait. For more information, visit DeGioiaCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast.
Timing on the next storm headed our way.
I'm Brett Benson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 33 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, there's a growing concern about the coronavirus that is spreading in China. We'll go in depth on that subject at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit ogdensflooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
We all come together
and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a vigil plan for the victims of a quadruple murder in Grantsville. People organizing it say the surviving family members want the town to heal from the attack. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a group of residents in Sugar House are right now collecting donations for a new temporary emergency homeless shelter in the area. The shelter is being opened in an old Deseret Industries store, and the city says it will only be used this winter. Third is look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looking at a nice drive on all your Salt Lake County freeways. One accident, possible injuries reported 7800 South, 1100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mountain snow showers developing this afternoon and tonight. I'm Brett Benson.
33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An hours-long pro-gun rights rally has been nonviolent outside the state capitol in Richmond, Virginia.
Recall Ralph!
Some of the crowd of thousands chant Recall Ralph, meaning Governor Northam. The protesters oppose efforts by the new Democratic state leadership to impose some gun restrictions. Law enforcers have been concerned about the possibility of fringe militias or white supremacist groups causing trouble. Firearms are banned on Capitol grounds for the rally, but outside the perimeter, some folks are heavily armed. In response to the weapons ban, President Trump tweeted, "Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia." A day before the Senate impeachment trial starts.
In a new legal brief, President Trump's lawyers say the articles of impeachment passed by the House are, quote, an affront to the Constitution and to our democratic institutions. The president's team says the House Democrats' impeachment process was a, quote, brazenly political act that must be rejected by the Senate. Ahead of the release of the brief, sources close to the president's legal team told reporters the articles are, quote, deficient on their face because they fail to state any violation of law, echoing the president's often stated defense that he did nothing wrong. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
With the Democratic presidential race heating up in Iowa, the New York Times in an unprecedented move. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The New York Times editorial board met with several candidates and decided to back the two female senators in this race. Senator Klobuchar calling it an honor, and Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeting that the two women are now undefeated in both elections and in New York Times endorsements.
The Trump administration plans to move forward with a new rule aimed at stopping what it calls birth tourism. Pregnant women traveling to the U.S. to have a citizen child. That's what a State Department official confirms to ABC News. Administration officials have publicly criticized birthright citizenship, a guarantee mandated by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. There are growing concerns today about a virus that is spreading in China that has proven to be deadly, and doctors just don't know much about how it spreads. To keep the virus from reaching the U.S., the government has deployed screeners to check passengers arriving at international airports in San Francisco, L.A., and at JFK in New York. ABC's Gio Benitez has more from JFK.
All-out effort to keep a mysterious new virus out of the United States after Chinese health officials reveal they've identified more than 200 cases of the so-called coronavirus that has already killed three people in Asia. At least eight are hospitalized in serious condition. Over the weekend, the CDC screening hundreds of passengers arriving from Wuhan, China. Chinese officials trying to prevent the spread too, using thermal technology and laser devices to screen passengers. Here in America, the CDC sending about 100 employees to JFK, LAX, and SFO to take temperatures and check for symptoms of the coronavirus, which can at first look like the common cold, flu, or even pneumonia. Reports say some patients may be linked to a large seafood market in China, suggesting that in at least some cases, the virus may have spread from animals to humans, though the CDC says contracting viruses from animals is rare.
And we want to be very clear here. American health officials don't want you to panic. They don't want you to cancel your travel plans. They just want to be ready for anything.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic rolling along. No problems there. An earlier accident is being cleared in West Jordan, 7800 South at 1100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the very latest on the forecast, the 7-day forecast.
7-day forecast shows a lot of cloudy skies this week. Temperatures will generally be in the mid-40s, 43 on Monday, 45 on Tuesday, and right there in the mid-40s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. Best chance of precipitation will be Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Could have an impact on Wednesday morning's commute. After that, high pressure builds back in, moving to partly cloudy skies in mid-40s through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 34 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come, we will check your money news. Yes, the markets are closed for the day, but we still have money news for you, including a recall of a stroller, a popular stroller that's been selling on Amazon. KSL News Time, 1221.
Winter brings snow and ice, and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof and your home. Wasatch Heat Cable specializes in heat cabling, snow retention, and roof ice removal. They're the best in the business because this is what they do year-round. And right now, Wasatch Heat Cable is offering a free automated controller with qualifying purchase through the end of January. Listen to what Shane says about Wasatch Heat Cable.
I live in Park City, and Wasatch Heat Cable came out and steamed off an ice dam from my roof. I had water leaking in, causing major damage. I was amazed at the equipment they used and how professional they were. They removed the ice in a matter of an hour or two. We now have heat cable on the roof with no issues. I definitely recommend Wasatch Heat Cable.
To schedule your estimate, call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Schedule your estimate today. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
A Valentine's Day gift that says more from Shane Company.
A stylish pendant with a natural red garnet because it's the color of love and you're crazy about her.
Pearl drop earrings with colorful gemstones because she'll tell everyone they're from her sweetheart.
A ring with the soft blue hue of aquamarine because this year you want to surprise her with something spectacular.
Shane Company Valentine's Day gifts are made with natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, as well as cultured pearls and gemstones in every color. Beautifully designed, high-quality jewelry from $100 to thousands.
Our stunning heart pendant lined with traditional blue sapphires is only $190 and makes a wonderful gift. Hand her a Shane Company box tied with a burgundy ribbon and filled with the romantic gift of fine jewelry. Because one simple gesture will tell her she's your Valentine. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
And this portion of our news is sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. We are learning that a press conference being held by Grantsville Police is now being moved back to about 1:30 our time. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes. That's going to fall right in the middle of Lee's show. I know, Lee, what you're going to be talking about today.
We at 1:30, as you just mentioned, will carry that press conference live, coming to us from the Grantsville Police Department, again at the in Grantsville, the scene of this horrific tragedy over the weekend. We also, during the program today, will be speaking to someone I believe you know, Vicky Walker.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her husband during the Trolley Square shootings of some years ago. And she, after that, went on to found an organization which helps families that are facing the horrific tragedies which have befallen this family out in Grantsville. She'll share with us her expertise on today's program.
All right. Thank you, Lee. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The company Baby Trend is recalling four types of mini strollers. They were sold at Target and online through Amazon all across the company. Now, the joint hinges on the stroller can collapse under pressure, possibly causing the stroller to fall with the child inside. KSL Drives, the first ever mid-engine Corvette, was sold at auction over the weekend. Did you hear about this? The 2020 Corvette Stingray sold for $3 million. The proceeds from the sale will be donated to the Detroit Children's Fund. Adidas is teaming up with Beyonce to launch a designer clothing collection. It will include jumpsuits, cargo pants, hoodies, and cycling shorts. The partnership is intended to help Adidas draw in more female customers. No money at this moment today because our markets are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. But in other news, if you love cruises and you have an extra $20,000, the Princess Cruise Line has a deal for you. They are launching a 111-day cruise that will take you around the world. The four-month cruise starts and ends in Los Angeles. We'll get you another update of your drive and take a look at the weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:26.
Take better care of yourself this new year. Harry's makes award-winning razors along with a whole range of grooming essentials to keep your 2020 routine in top shape. And Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set. Just use the code KSL at harrys.com. Harry's knows a greater shave doesn't come from flex balls or heated handles. The Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with five sharp blades. They source their steel from Sweden and manufacture their blades in their world-class factory in Germany, cutting out the middleman and shipping directly to you to save you money and time. And there's a 100% guarantee. And Harry's has a special offer for listeners at KSL. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code KSL at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code KSL at harrys.com. That's code KSL at harrys.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters. KSL News Time 12:29. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crash free, delay free on your Valley freeways, but I am seeing some backups in both directions on Bangor Highway approaching 2700 West. Nothing reported there yet. We'll keep an eye on it. And a crash in the cleanup stages, 7800 South, 1100 West. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Cloudy skies and generally temperatures in the mid-40s will continue through the middle part of the week. We do have some scattered snow showers that develop on Tuesday and a better chance of snow by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, avalanche danger in Utah's northern mountains remains moderate to considerable. This past weekend, a snowmobile rider was killed above Farmington when part of a slope gave way, burying him in several feet of snow. Greg Gordon with the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center says, even with the right equipment, the biggest factor when it comes to safety is avoidance.
What I mean by avoidance, it's not avoiding going out and enjoying the greatest snow on earth, but it is avoiding what I call the avalanche dragon. So it is avoiding where that potential for triggering a slide exists.
Even though 18-year-old Chase Adams had a beacon and an airbag with him, rescuers were unable to revive him after digging him out on Saturday. Today is the NAACP, Salt Lake Branch's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Lunch. And Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the keynote speaker. Elder Stevenson tells KSL's Inside Sources the church's relationship with the NAACP is bettering the community.
All of this happens because of the shared vision and the desire that we all have to recognize we're all children, we're all part of the same divine family. Our well-being is tied to our neighbor's well-being.
Today's event is at the Little America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. Our top national story this hour from ABC News, President Trump's legal team is asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong, and they are calling the impeachment case flimsy and a dangerous perversion of the Constitution. The brief from Mr. Trump's lawyers was filed before arguments expected this week in the Senate impeachment trial. It offered the most detailed glimpse of the defense that they intend to use against Democratic efforts to convict the president and oust him from office.